If there was one overarching theme or midah that was fantastic about my father, Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo, that many of the other special midos of my father emanated from, was midas ha'emes. Now, my father's midas ha'emes, I believe, goes back generations in the family, because my family comes from Hasidus of Gur and Alexander, and my mother's side also has Amshinov. The Hasidus of Gur and Alexander trace themselves to Rebbe of Kotsk. And the Rebbe of Kotsk, he emphasized the Midah of Emes. The Midah of Emes to the point that anything that was superficial to the Rebbe of Kotsk was abhorrent. My father was all about focusing on what is truthful, and things like chitzonius wasn't important to him. So for example, my father didn't dress in a way that bespoke what type of Talmud Chacham he was. He wore a gray hat and a plaid jacket. He would go to visit my brother in Lakewood with thousands of black hats with a gray hat. My father, in his quest for Emes, always put Emes first as opposed to how it would look or be perceived by others. So for example, most people who know how to read Gemara as well as my father did, know how to learn as well as my father did, today they wouldn't use Art Scroll. If they get stuck on something, they'll open an Art Scroll Gemara. But my father used to use an Art Scroll Gemara, because for him, if the Art Scroll Gemara gave him a more precise understanding, so then that was what he wanted to, that's what he wanted to get to, a more of an emistic understanding. The fact that someone would assume that he's less learned than someone who learns from a Gemara that doesn't have an art scroll, even though he needed it a lot less than others, hafuch, he wanted the art scroll because he wanted to see exactly how they translated. In fact, the Talmidim mentioned to me that they saw on my father's desk, there were many fascinating svarim, the desk that he left when he passed away. So he had on it a Pnei Yoshua, an Aruch HaShulchan, an Art Scroll Gemara, and a Steinsaltz Gemara, and three magazines of Chachma Bagayim, which we'll talk about in a separate installment. And that is, he had the Commentary magazine, he had the magazine from Museum of Natural History, and the New Yorker magazine. Why did my father have the Art Scroll and the Steinsaltz? Because he wanted to see exactly how they said it. And he would enjoy to compare as precise as possible the explanation that they gave. My brother is mishpacha with one of the editors of Art Scroll. My father used to run over to him at family simchas and say, you know, Nedarim 26b on the 26b2 on the Art Scroll in the second column, you could have said it better. Steinsaltz said it, wrote it out better. And to my father, the fact that someone who was so learned wouldn't carry an Art Scroll, that my father wasn't goreis at all. Now, that is one example of the Midas HaEmes of my father. The most powerful expression of the Midas HaEmes was how my father chose what to do in life and the career choices that he made. Mm-hmm. The most dramatic of it is that my father had a PhD in economics, and he studied in the 60s in the New School of Social Research. We'll discuss separately. My father learned in Eretz Yisrael and then went to get a PhD. And he worked for many, many years as a statistician. Many, many, many years as a statistician. And when his bank closed, so someone suggested that he should go into stocks. One of the things we'll talk about also in another installment was that for my father, work wasn't something that he brought home. Work was something that he did in order to sustain his family, but when he was home, he was totally with his family and children, totally with his learning of Torah, totally with his children. But one Friday night, he did something that was very uncharacteristic. Certainly my father didn't talk about work on Shabbos. never spoke about work on Shabbos. One Friday night, we were eating the soup, and my father said, I want to tell you something about work. What happened? He says, he tells us the following. He says he started working in a brokerage company, and one of the individuals was that he worked with, one of his colleagues, turned to another colleague, and he said, I just sold somebody a stock that's really junk. So my father said, I'm leaving. My father was a Kotzker. If there was a lack of MS, that was it. He disappeared. You didn't see him again. So my father said, I'm leaving. He said, a culture in which what they do is they emphasize, or that there is in that culture, the idea of selling someone something that's not worth it and bragging about it, that's the antithesis of who he was. So MS was something that was so central to my father, so much part of his identity. It bothered my father very, very, very deeply when there were from Jews who were dishonest in the way they dealt with others. My father had a very interesting shita in chinuch. If my father used to cut out articles in the newspaper, every time there was a news story of a Jew who acted dishonestly, and he used to come home and he used to show us the article, and he used to show us that this is the antithesis of what we're supposed to be. This is the antithesis of what we're supposed to be. Now, my father did this in his mind. This was in no way a disconnect from the Polish survival of Jews in Europe. Hafuch, my father thought that this is not a modern Jewish way to emphasize being honest with even Gentiles. He thought that that was his Mesorah from his ancestors in Europe. And the way in which he expressed it was one of the most fascinating things. I'm probably the only person who ever gave such a bar mitzvah drasha. My father wrote my bar mitzvah drasha, and we'll talk about another time. My father loved Yiddish. My father felt very, very connected to European Jews. My bar mitzvah drasha was 30 minutes long, in Yiddish, on the topic of Dina de Malchus Adina. Dina de Malchus Adina relating to the laws of how a person, a Jew, is supposed to follow the rules of the land. So most people think that those who are into Dina de Malchus Adina, so they're ones who emphasize a broad approach, and people who speak Yiddish, they're more of a mitzumtzam, a Polish approach, a European approach that's disconnected from Dina de Malchus Adina. But for my father, the exact opposite was true. The two went absolutely hand in hand. And to my father, emphasizing Dina de Malchus Adina and speaking in Yiddish were not two different things. Not two different things at all. The two went hand in hand. And my father's MS was such that the Mida of MS was not only how one acts in business. My father was very, very makbid, that always to be makbid on paying taxes. He wouldn't like going into stores that didn't charge tax, because he felt that the right thing is for a Jew to pay the entire amount. But and it related to his whole religious persona. It related to how he interacted with others and how he spoke to others. Every single word that my father said was meduyak. There was no exaggeration. You know, I was looking at my father, Harini Kiparis Mashkov, I was looking at his notebook, and I noticed he said something very nice about my family. He said, my father used to write a lot of notebooks. We'll talk about that another time too. And he would write a lot, mostly Chidushei Torah, but he would write about other things in his life. So my nephew had opened up one of his notebooks, and he pointed out to me that we as a family had called him on Erev Shabbos, and we sang over the phone, because that was something we had done as children to my grandmother with my father. So that was something I did with my kids. And my father wrote, Chaimel called with the children, And he quoted my daughter's name. And Chayedina played the guitar. And I was saying this over to somebody else. Chayedina played the guitar very nicely. And then I stopped and I realized there was something in the word that I said that didn't sound like my father. And I played back the sentence I said and played the guitar very nicely. I realized that the word very was extra. My father hadn't used that word. And played the guitar nicely. Why do we use the word very? So sometimes you use very to accentuate something. My father would only use the word very if it was very necessary. If the word wasn't necessary, my father wouldn't use it. My father wouldn't use that word at all. Only that those words that were emistic, adasof, if nicely captures it, then you don't even need to use the word very. There's no need for that word at all. Another example where emes for my father was so important and became part of his religious identity was my father's approach to work. My father didn't... cut corners in an extreme. My father never brought home anything that belonged to the company because he wouldn't want chas v'chalila to get any hana. The only thing my father brought home was paper that was already used, so he would bring it home for us to draw on the other side. But anything else that belonged to the company never came into our house. Some people take home things from work, like the pens that they use and stuff like that. Never saw anything like that. More than that, my father worked, I would say, 130% of what he had to work. When I come here to the yeshiva, I try to work 100% of what I told the Hanhala. My father would be different. My father would work 130%. My father explained to me that he didn't want, two reasons. Number one, he wanted to be makbid on MS, that he shouldn't chas v'chalila take an extra penny. But he explained to me more. He said that he was concerned that Friday he would leave early. He got permission as an Orthodox Jew to leave early. But he was afraid that would be a guy or a secular Jew that would see the Jews, they take advantage of the Yom Shabbos to get out of work. So my father would stay extra time in work. He would put in approximately 130% of the necessary work to make sure so that no one would ever, chas v'chalila, say that he was working less than the amount of time that he needed to. To that point, my father worked on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, there are opinions and there are halachos that you're not supposed to work. But my father felt that if he was going to take off on Chol HaMoed, then chas v'chalila, that would bring him to a place that either would be alleged that he wasn't entirely emistic, or that would lead to a point that he wouldn't have enough hours. So my father, in my opinion, was not being makel on Chol HaMoed to work because it was a davar aved, but rather my father was being machmir on emes and kiddush shem shemayim. And this is something, you know, we're talking about this as lessons from my father. This is something that needs to be internalized so much today. My father was such an emistic a person, was so connected to Ratzon Hashem, that he didn't allow anything that was on the surface to block what was pure Pnimius. So, and this permeated not only in terms of his work, but it permeated even the way he spoke, like I pointed out. Every word that he said was precise. So just like you're supposed to be precise with your employer, you're supposed to be precise the way you interact with other people. The way my father spoke was always measured to a point that it sounds like an exaggeration, but it's not. My father never raised his voice once. If you think about it, not raising one's voice actually has something to do with being honest at work. What does that have to do with? What does one have to do with the other? A person who's emistic, a person who's truthful and straight and honest, so what they do is their lives are precise. Their lives are thought out. Their lives are balanced. a person whose life is balanced and his approach is balanced, that means their reactions are also going to be balanced. So my father's enesthetikai was not only in, you know, George Washington never told a lie, you know, he chopped down the cherry tree, etc., etc. My father's honesty was not just that type of honesty, which was that too as well, but that honesty led to leading a life which was emistic. Leading a life which is emistic means a person that is more measured, is more thought out, and more precise in everything they do. My father didn't come late. That's part of the Midah of Emes. When you call something for 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock means 7 o'clock. That's something but actually that my father, Harini Kaparis Mishkova, has in common with my Rabbi Rav Nevensal. Rav Nevensal, when he comes to shir, he always comes to shir 10 minutes early. You guys can attest that I'm not always early. But my father, my Rabbi, Rav Nevensal waits for everybody else. My father always used to come to davening 10 minutes early. So some people think, and maybe there are some people who come to davening 10 minutes early, because davening is so chashuv. I think my father also thought davening was so chashuv. But for my father, everything in the world was chashuv. You know, everything was something that was supposed to be taken seriously. And my father took everybody seriously. That's going to be our next topic, you'll remind me. That midah of emes then flows out to the fact that when he spoke to every person, the most chashuv a person and the most simple person, he gave them a tremendous amount of kavod. Because when it comes to one's interactions with people, if a person is an ish emes, so then you don't adjust based on how chashuv they are from the outside. Who are you to decide who's more chashuv or who's not? An emesdik, a person, treats everybody with the great chashivas. That, Mirtz Hashem, next time we'll talk about is my father's kavod for all people.